So the first one I want to talk about is Amy Green, who's a personal favorite of mine. She's probably best known for her novel Bloodroot, which came out a few years ago and kind of swept the Southeast. It's a really fantastic piece of Appalachian storytelling. And with her new book, Long Man, she again sticks close to home and tells the story of going back to 1936 in Appalachia, just as kind of a government-built dam is about to flood a small Appalachian town, and kind of tells the story of the end of that place, a town called Uneetah.
And am I correct that Long Man is actually the river?
Yeah, Long Man is the name of a river that flowed in Tennessee that ends up getting dammed up and essentially ending the river and also ending this town.
A way of life as well.
Amy Green returns to that territory and goes back to 1936 and the destruction of Uneetah and focuses on a Southern woman, Anne Clyde Dodson, whose family had lived on a mountaintop for many generations. Her husband is all for picking up and moving to Michigan, where there's plenty of work up in the auto factories, and kind of a promise of a new life for the two of them and their daughter, Gracie. So as the storm comes in, just as the dam is about to be closed up and they're locked in this house, suddenly they find Gracie is missing.
Oh.
And they're not sure what has brought this about. There's a drifter that's been in and out, a guy named Amos, and they don't know whether it's him or whether she's just wandered off. But it's a very spectacular, tense piece of writing.
And where is Amy Green appearing this week?
Amy Green's at the Margaret Mitchell House on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And the name of the book is Long Man.
Darren, what else should we mark on our calendar this week?
Well, we have Pulitzer Prize winner Anna Quinlan coming into town. This is a rescheduling of an earlier event that got snowed out.
We have had a winter.
Yes, we have. But hopefully that's all over now. And after pulling down a Pulitzer for her columns in the New York Times, Anna Quinlan kind of dropped out of the journalism gig a few years ago and started writing novels. She's written 7 really fantastic novels. She's back with her latest Still Life with Breadcrumbs, and it focuses on Rebecca Winter, who's a professional photographer, and Rebecca's career has kind of given her something of a cult-like status, but it's not paying the bills all that well. So she retreats from the city and lives out in the country, and she finds herself out in the middle of nowhere.
Sounds like she's at a crossroads.
Yeah, she is. She's
probably literally and figuratively.
She is quite literally at a crossroads. And she encounters Jim Bates, who gives her kind of a different perspective, a different vision than she's been working with through her camera all these years, and kind of revitalizes her artistic vision, but also it's a bit of a romance floating around.
Yeah, I sniffed a little love in the air there.
So Anna Quinlan, she's both very funny, but also beautifully moving. And she's going to be at the Carter Library on Thursday at 7 o'clock. And again, the name of her book is Still Life with Breadcrumbs.
So finally, Darren, I'm not old enough to be Kate Sweeney's father, but maybe a big brother. I could not be more proud of our own City Cafe producer.
It has been such a pleasure to watch, you know, Kate, as she's been going through this process, to watch the evolution of her turning into a published author. And she's such a dynamic person. She's got so much happening in the community with her speaking series and all that. But it's kind of culminating now in American Afterlife. It's a fascinating book. I know Kate's been working on it for years, literally years. It's a really brilliant exploration of the American culture around death and dying, how we deal with the dead, from the traditional cooling boards and the mortuary process to how we've dealt with the dead in varying ways. And, you know, 150 years ago, a mother might build a small garden near her daughter's grave. Today, a mother of the same mindset might build a small shrine to that daughter on the side of the road where she might have died. Where the death occurred. So that kind of change in mentality and that change in process. You know, Kate takes a deep dive into that change in culture and what it says about us.
And my feeling is it really takes someone like Kate, who is impassioned and really curious about our timeline of how we have dealt with our own dead, to bring a subject like this in book form to an audience that, well, admittedly, these days we're a little hands-off when it comes to death and dying and burying our dead or whatever we do with our dead.
This all sounds very morbid, but, you know, like Kate, there's a lot of fun in it. So this event's going to be a hoot. So Kate Sweeney launches her new book, American Afterlife, at Manuel's Tavern on Friday evening at 7 o'clock.